Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we do a lot of second date updates on this show, and we have people who email us for second date updates all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. And some of those people become friends of the show because we get to know them because they've done more than one second date update. Especially one person. Who emails us a lot. And I wouldn't even really consider her a friend of the show anymore. I kind of consider her more a family member almost. I'd like to introduce you to our friend, Hailstorm. What's up, Hailstorm?
What's up?
Yeah.
Girl, you haven't changed a bit, have you?
She's back.
Oh my God, never, you guys, never.
Her name is Haley. She goes by Hailstorm. She's done a couple second date updates, even an Awkward Tuesday phone call, I think. And I realized it today, Hailstorm. I don't think of you as like a friend of the show. I think of you as like my wild little sister.
Oh my God.
Yeah, who I encourage to go out and get wild because I'm a good brother.
That's not usually what brothers do, man. That's kind of gross.
Don't ever ask me to like fight somebody for you because I will run the other direction. So what's up today, Hailstorm?
Oh my gosh, you guys. I had a crazy weekend and I need your help.
Oh my God. So wait, Haley, why are you doing all these second date updates? Is your dating life that bad?
No, I have dates all the time. It's just the ones that never call me back that like piss me off.
Okay.
And so you want to know why they're not calling you back?
Exactly.
What happened this crazy weekend though?
So I went to a Halloween party. Uh-huh. It was a friend of a friend's house party. So I didn't really like know who was throwing it, but whatever, like I'll go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I dressed up because it was a Halloween party. So okay. I was a naughty librarian.
Oh, nice.
Not very creative.
Most librarians are actually naughty, so it's not even a costume. Okay, so naughty librarian, and I'm assuming you looked hot.
Oh, my gosh. Like, the hottest girl at the party. Uh-huh. I had a cardigan, glasses, like, the long skirt. My hair was pulled back in a bun, and I was carrying a dictionary.
Okay, you're starting to sound just like kind of like the dowdy librarian by that description, Haley, not the naughty one.
I make dowdy look hot. Okay.
All right. I can get behind that.
All right. So how'd you meet the person that you want to call today?
I was having some drinks, and like I couldn't even keep track of all the dudes that were hitting on me because it was just like, all of them just flocking towards me. They were obsessed.
It sounds like a fun night for you.
Yeah. Jeez. It sounds like a typical night for Hailstorm.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was crushing it.
All right.
So I'm like totally crushing it. And this one guy, James, he comes up to me and he had the best pickup line. I just melted right then and there.
What was it?
He said, "Can I borrow your dictionary?" And I was like, "Why?" And he was like, "Because I want to see your picture under the word adorable."
Oh, come on. Oh, Hailstorm.
Haley.
That didn't make you puke just a little bit.
Oh, my God, no. It was so cute. I was like, okay, sure.
Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe you guys are a match made in heaven then if you liked that.
Yeah. Fast forward like 35 minutes later. We're upstairs hooking up.
What?
Okay.
Nice.
Haley, that was quick work.
Thank you.
So, Haley, I mean, like, how was the hookup? I guess I should know first.
Well, it was good. The thing is, there were these signs that said, like, don't go upstairs, no entry, blah, blah, blah. And
because you were at somebody's house and they didn't want people partying there and ruining their upstairs.
Don't have a party if you don't want the consequences of a party. Like, right?
I'm with you on that one, actually.
Any kind of party, you have to know somebody is going to mess around in your bed at some point.
Right, exactly. So we're up there and it's so hot because we're in costume. So we're just like being our characters. So I was like being a librarian, being like, shh, 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 be quiet, you know?
No, this isn't while you guys were doing stuff. This is before, maybe when you...
This is like while we're doing stuff. We were like already.
Really role playing.
Wait, but we haven't heard. What was he dressed as?
He was a pirate.
Okay.
And pirates, yeah, they don't respect the rules of the library at all.
Mm-mm.
No, they don't.
Like, so hot.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What happened after everything?
So we're getting pretty hot and heavy, and then all of a sudden, the door swings open, and the host and the hostess are standing there, pissed.
Yeah.
No.
That's always an awkward way to get caught, especially when you're with a pirate and you're a librarian.
Exactly. So I snatched up my clothes and scooted on out of there because it was super awkward, and I was like, I don't even know you people. Like, whatever.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you didn't know them, huh?
No.
No, I didn't know them. And, my friend is, pretty pissed at me for doing this. But whatever. Who cares? Yeah.
So, wait. Who cares? Did he do? What happened to James the pirate?
Okay, so here's the thing. I saw him go outside, and I was like, oh, I'll just, go out there and find him. So I, went outside, and I was looking for him. And I kept asking strangers, hey, have you seen my pirate? There's this pirate around here somewhere. And everybody acted like I was crazy and whatever. So I texted him, and I haven't heard anything back.
Nothing. And do you have any idea why he might not be calling you back?
I have no idea.
So wait, hold on, though, Haley. I mean, I'm all for if you want to go hook up at a Halloween party as a naughty librarian, good for you. But why are you expecting more out of that?
One, why wouldn't he want to be with me? And two, he didn't get to finish.
That's right. You got interrupted. Okay, well,
yeah.
Hailstorm, you know.
I don't do things halfway. No. Okay, I want to do it all the way or not at all.
Gotcha.
Okay, we can tell that all right. About you, Haley.
Well, we'll play a song, Haley. You know how it works. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your second date update, okay?
Sounds good. Hailstorm out.
God, I forgot you say that all the time. All right. Hang on, Haley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.